Our next speaker is Dan Chun-Yi, who's one of the founders of the Gengzhou Patriotic Student Federation. After June 4th, 1989, he was arrested by the Chinese government because of his leadership in the student democracy movement and for organizing underground activities after the crackdown. At the time, he was a college sophomore studying business administration. Later, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison. After his release from prison in 1991, he went back to school only to find himself not only expelled from the school he was at before, but also refused by every school he tried to get into in China, because the government, of course, controlled them all. Eventually, he emigrated to America, and he's currently majoring in computer information systems at San Francisco State University. I'm delighted to introduce Dan, who will be, I think, giving a pretty interesting perspective.
Well, I did my homework. I told Carl I'm not a good speaker in English, but I did my homework, and hopefully you can understand my English with grammar errors. Just like Mr. Brooks said, some people said we should forget June 4th. And one of the poem they support is because the economics is developing and not a change in China. But I don't agree with them. Actually, just a couple of weeks ago on June 4th, many reporters asked me, do you think any change, anything has been changed after 10 years, since the Tiananmen Square massacre? My answer was always no. Why I say that? 10 years ago, on May 17, 1989, I represent the students in Canton, deliver a petition letter to the Canton Province government. In the letter, we demand the central government to do seven items. First, protect the citizens, the freedom of speech. Remove all restrictions from press. Also, put Mr. Qinbin Li back to the general editor position of the World Economic Guardians. Mr. Qinbin Li was dismissed at the end of the April. World Economic Guardians was a newspaper in China, which was prohibited to continue to publish after they report some discussion about the event, the Huaobang's death, which caused the students' movement at the beginning. And number two item we require is publicize the property of the leaders and their children. The three, we evaluate the anti-spiritual pollution and anti-capitalism freedom movement. The four is we demand that Department of Security should stop control and watching the Chinese internationals, and also improve their remuneration. Six is realized to hold a fair and a direct election of the people's representatives. The number seven is to recognize the necessity of the student organization and the movement. We want an official recognition. But 10 years later, none of them has been proved or done. I mean, even like the very simplest one, in the number five, we also want to increase the budget preparation of the education. None of them has been improved and done. So that's why I answer that is no. Nothing's changed. Speaking from another side of this view, the student movement fails. We have to accept it. Yeah, it fails. Hundreds of students are killed, and thousands of them were arrested and put in the jail. And millions suffer because of the Tiananmen Square massacre, the June 4th, the pro-democracy movement. But I can say it's a seed. It's a seed because its impact is positive and profound in shaping the foundation of China's democratization. Today, first, I would like to talk about the reason of its failure, the movement, the failure. And then I will talk about the movement's impact on the process of China's democratization. I think why the movement failed, there are many reasons. One of that, I think, is the military is not neutral. Many of us know Mao Zedong's famous saying, the power comes from the gun. Communist Party, they do believe the violence. They always said the party should direct the gun. So why the guns always listen to the party when they ask them to open fire to the students and the citizens without arms? I think the reason is because of the soldiers' ignorance and also lacking of the information. You know, the Chinese Communist Party control all the media in China. The flow of information is monopolized in this autocratic society. All dictators fully understand if they want to control people's body, and then they have to control the brain first. Actually, before the soldiers were sent to the Beijing, all the soldiers were prohibited to read the newspaper and also listen to the radio, watch TV. All the information they get is come from the official way. So I just have a couple questions. If they had all the information about the students' movement and the movement going on in Beijing, would they open fire? And also, would they turn around their gun against dictators like in Romania? I mean, in Romania, like the soldiers did in Romania. I think this would be the questions. The second reason, I think, is something related to the leaders' psychological. I think something is related to related to the culture. I would call it the philosophy of fighting. In the Communist Party, I mean, in Chinese history, competitors have never have a sense of sharing. And when they fight, after the fight, either you die or I die. And just only one can survive. The competitors never get a chance to survive. Although we think we are not competing the power with the Communist Party, but we just want to push them to do the reformation. But then treat us like competitors. That's what then said to his followers. He said, if they take over the power, thousands of our heads will fall on the ground. He deeply feared that they will lose the power and his hair will be cut off. Actually, you know, as everybody knew, the fact is well known, the students never give up their non-violence principle. Even the army opened fire. And I think this probably is the then fear, and then why he moved so many soldiers, armies, to against students without arms. And the third reason I think the students' movement failed, because we lacked a coherent and strong national opposition party or organization to lead the movement. The 89 student movement in this is a nationwide student movement, but all local student organizations are independent each other. In order to let you know something about the local student movement, I would like to take the Canton as an example to explain a little bit, so you can have a sense of the local student movement. The Canton student movement begins in the end of April and lasts until August. Before June 4th, we also organized the hunger strike, assembly, parade demonstration, and still sitting, continuing in front of the province government building. After June 4th, we did block the major bridge and a major traffic intersection in the city. But we immediately withdraw back to the school as soon as we know the government want to use the army, the military to against us. Afterwards, we concentrate on two tasks. I mean, the Student Federation in Canton. One is we make many copies of the video and the newspaper from overseas, like in Hong Kong, and send them to the north, and send them to other people. We try to break the blockage, the news blockage by the government. And the second thing we did is we cover and help the students in another distance from the North China, and then help them to escape to overseas. This underground activity doesn't last long. The major leaders of the movement were arrested, and the movement also was suppressed, like other cities. Because we didn't have a national organization, we lack of the long-term and a nationwide strategy to keep the movement alive. And I think I can illustrate other reasons why the movement fails. Actually, in 1989, it's not a movement all the social classes participate, only the students and probably the international social elite. So we did realize. And if we want to achieve the goals, probably we need to mobilize the farmers and the workers But he was too late at that time. Although the movement failed, but I think in some degree it succeeded. It do have some impacts, positive impacts, on the process of China democratization. First of all, it shakes the legal foundation of the communist authority, the government. In order to maintain the power, the government, the Communist Party, has to do more economic reformation. Right after June 4th, Deng said, we should never drop the open policy, means the open to the foreign country, because he understand the Communist Party will totally lost control over the people if he couldn't develop economics. With the develop of the free economics, people have more choice and the freedom space. And also, they have more freedom to do other activities. Like in the southern China, in Shenzhen and Guangzhou, I know a lot of students after June 4th, they were like dismissed by the school. They couldn't find a job in the northern China. They all went to the southern China because they can find a job, make living, or develop their individual goals in a private company, joint venture, and a foreign company. So the economic reformation do provide some more freedom in the southern China. Also help those students who involved the June 4th, I mean the student movement, they can survive and make a living. And also this become some kind of preparation of the later democratic opposition movement in China. Also, the Tiananmen massacre and the later persecution awake a huge amount of the people who truly believe in the communism before. But after June 4th, they totally desperate to the communism, and many of them become the democracy fighters. Like last year, the first time the Chinese people organized publicly, organized the party, China Democratic Party, to challenge the Communist Party. Most of these leaders and these leaders who were involved the June 4th, I mean the students' movement in 1989. Also, I think because after the June 4th, many people criticized, said the people, especially the young people, they don't care. They are frosty to the politics. And some people feel kind of disappointed. But I think for long term, this is not, probably is not a bad thing, because all these, especially young people, they just change their mind and they pursue their own interests, and the individualism pervade in China, which is. I think it's a necessary kind of condition which lead in a democratic society. So for a long time, I think it's good for China. The 1989 the 89 movement, students movement, it fails, but also it succeeds. I think it succeeds because for long term, he has a profound impact on the process of the China democratization. Thank you.